proclamation number 4553 dated the January 30th, 1949. The human being's imperfect state corresponds to his will. The fact that I gave you your earthly life does not justify the assumption that I placed you in the imperfect state which is causing you problems on Earth. Every one of you is shaped according to his will, that is, not according to your will on Earth as a human being but according to the characteristic of your will prior to your embodiment as a human being. Despite the fact that your will was not striving towards higher spheres, I have given you the opportunity to nevertheless attain a certain degree of higher development by constraining your will, so that you were able to be actively of service in the state of compulsion which thereby reduced the vast distance from me. Afterwards I released your will, which is shaped differently in every individual person, depending on his inner opposition to me. And you humans are shaped according to this will of yours on Earth, equipped with different physical abilities, traits and feelings, so that you have the greatest possible opportunity to mature fully during your life on Earth, for the option of entering the spiritual kingdom at the end of this physical life is open to everyone. Thus I did not give you flaws and weaknesses, but you yourselves brought them along in misguided love, otherwise you would be able to discard them instantly were your love not wrongly directed. None of you sufficiently consider the fact that you possess free will and that this free will is the cause of your embodiment on Earth. In the past the spiritual beings sinned of their own free will, and of their own free will they must recognize their sins and make amends for them by consciously striving towards me, against whom they are transgressed. You humans on Earth have almost reached the goal, for you are already considerably closer to the state which once was your fate before your apostasy from me. However, your will decides the final achievement. You must try to master all faults and weaknesses, vices and cravings yourselves. For you do not lack the means for help, the grace and strength from above. Yet if you love yourselves the way you are, you will never reach the final goal. Know yourselves and try to change, for one day you will have to give accounts as to how you have used your short lifetime on Earth. My love offers you every opportunity to mature full, but it always respects your freedom of will. Amen.